We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And welcome to the Fan Morning Show pre-show. It's a Thursday. We're inching towards the weekend. Pretty excited about that. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack, producer Matt. He's here. Jeff Hathorne, he is around. Couple more days of him, and then Colony comes back on Monday. Good morning to Chris. How is everything?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. We got some new stuff now today, some different reads. Powered by Bowser Chevrolet, celebrating the grand opening in Beaver Falls. That's what we say. I'll get that wrong 10 times. So there's that. Oh, we got all those cash words, those code words.
Yeah.
The first one at 7 o'clock really fits. Wait till you hear that.
Highly appropriate.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. I guess we're just in a holding pattern waiting for the weather. I mean, I guess that's where we are. I don't know. It's supposed to snow a little tonight. It's supposed to snow a lot on the weekend. I really screwed up, by the way.
Doing what?
I'm so mad. You know, we get this yellow sheet, and there's a girl. There's a woman here. Named Sarah.
Sarah keeps it together.
She's one of those people that is the glue person,
yes.
Right? That every office has that maybe doesn't get all the publicity, isn't that person that's out in front. But if you work in that office, you're like, that's my point person for everything. That's who I need to go to.
She's one of the people in this building that if not for her, we would all run around with our heads cut off.
Right. You're right. Now, when I worked at the Post-Gazette, you know, when I worked at the newspaper full-time before I had kids and then decided to transition into radio after sitting out a year or so, there was a woman like that at the Post-Gazette named Linda Parker.
Okay.
Same thing. All your receipts, you took them to her. Any advice that you had, you went to her. You needed something in her office-wise, you went to her. Sarah is the same thing here at the radio station. So anyway, she passes out every year, puts in our mailbox, a yellow sheet.
Yes.
Sometimes it's blue, sometimes it's yellow. I think it flip-flops year to year. And it has on there little lines that are blank. But at the bottom of it, there's this grid system where it shows what days are off, what days are union holidays,
yes.
What days you can have off if you want, and you get them off.
Right.
She passed it out, I don't know, 6th day of January, something in and around there. It was in our mailbox. I did not look at it closely enough. I did not. I use it religiously, as do you, you told me, right?
Yes. And that is the Bible. That is how many days do I have? When am I planning my vacation? How many? All of that stuff.
I totally neglected to look at it early enough to realize that the 21st day of January, which is Monday,
yes,
is one of those holidays that isn't like optional, that you could just take off if you want to take off.
Yes. Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It is a union holiday, my friend.
And I forgot to send or go on the computer or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And let the boss know.
You'd be taking that day.
Yeah.
And now you're here.
Well, the thing is, I probably still could get off by rights.
Yeah, you could.
But I don't like to jam people up.
Right.
Because I wouldn't want that to happen to me.
Yes.
If I was the boss, I wouldn't want to be left scrambling by somebody who just didn't plan appropriately. Because that's not fair.
Right.
So I'm not going to do that to our boss. I'm going to come and I'm going to work on Monday.
Yes.
I'm for whatever people think of me, I'm not a jerk like that. I'm not. I'm really, I don't jam people up.
I don't think anybody thinks you would bail like that.
But with this snow coming, she is. Sarah's the Pascal Dupuy or Max Talbot of the station.
Yeah.
She is. Chris Kunitz.
Yes.
She's the Chris Kunitz of the station.
Superstar.
If, with the snow coming and the kids off of school, in a potential sled riding day, in a sleeping in day, in a doing nothing day. I mean, Monday was lining up in my brain.
That's tough.
To just be perfection on top of the AFC title game kicking off at like 6:40.
Yeah. That's
Sunday could have been moved to my drinking day.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Monday is going to be a tough L for you to take.
I know. But there's a flip side here.
Okay.
The flip side is this. Whenever you work and hardly anybody else in the world is working, right? Or in the city is working, I should say. You drive in, wham, there's no traffic. Also, you could tell people that there is radioactive waste in their front yard and they're not going to hear you because nobody's listening on those days. You can do whatever you want on those shows and just go full-on comedy nonsense. And they're some of the best shows.
This is true.
Because they're just a total free. Yeah. You're not beholden to talk. We'll talk about AFC Championship, of course, but you can stretch your legs a little on those holiday
days. Yes, it gets a little goofy, a little sideways, in a good way, in a totally positive way.
Yes.
But you're right. Yeah, Monday, and especially with Jim being refreshed and back off a week off.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have some rare action on Monday morning.
Rare action. You're right. Speaking of action, I did stop at the Rivers yesterday morning that I told you about.
Yeah.
So I went with the Saints. I rolled a little money over onto the Saints.
What's the spread on that one?
3.5. 3.5 points. I think Goff might be doomed underneath that big crowd. That loud noise, that artificial noise, I think, that's pumped into that dome.
Oh.
I really do. I think it's pumped into that dome. But, so you're off all week next week?
I'm off all week next week, yes.
Now, I looked at the sheet that we get from Sarah.
Uh-huh.
I will not be making that mistake again the rest of the year. I looked at it last night. I pretty much have formulated every single day that I have off from now until next January.
And I've started to try and figure that out, too. Like, you get into the conversations with your significant other of, all right, when are we going to take vacation? Where are we going to go? How long are we going to go for? What are we going to do? And that takes up your big chunk of days, right?
Uh-huh.
And then you
got to
figure out everything else. Like, okay, what day of the week is Christmas on this year? And how am I going to schedule that? And what about Thanksgiving and all that? And then you figure out the other days you're going to take. There's another weird union holiday in there somewhere, too, in February.
There is.
It's like President's Day. Yeah.
Yeah, I won't be here for that.
Yeah.
That's for sure. I've already looked far. It's like February, I don't know, 21st
18th or something, yeah.
Yes, I got it. I'm taking that one because I missed this one.
Well, yeah. I mean, you owe it to yourself at this point to not whiff on any more of those hanging curveballs.
I wonder how Jim will be on Monday. Will Jim be salty Jim because he's back? Will Jim be happy Jim because he's back?
He'll be happy Jim because he's been gone for a week.
You know, now that I think about this, I shouldn't wonder because I know, because I've dealt with Jim in this experience a bunch of times. What he does is he comes out of the gate real hard on his first day back, then he runs out of steam at about 8:30 and he becomes miserable, Jim. Isn't that what happens?
He realizes, oh, wait, I'm back at work.
Yeah. Oh, I was excited to get back. I'm good. I was kind of bored. I was done with my vacation. And then at about 8:30, it hits him.
Yeah.
Ah, and then he has a blow up. Actually, I think he has had a blow-up his first day back a couple times.
It might not take till 8:30. It might be 6:30.
You know what will happen, too, is because he's still trying to figure out his new routine with the other station.
Oh, he'll miss an update.
Yeah, and that's when he'll blow his top.
I'm real big on just letting him make mistakes and not correcting him, and then not necessarily embarrassing him about it, but just have it play out. And then have him kind of realize it.
Right.
And then he gets just so mad. Like, it'll be, you know, like 8:45 and he's supposed to be doing an update on the AM. And I'll know.
Yeah.
But I don't want to tell him.
And he'll look up at 8:49.
Yeah. And then someone will come running over from the AM. Jim, you're supposed to do an update.
And he's not yelling at anybody other than himself.
And I'll think, you know.
But the rage
I could have told him.
The rage is so palpable that everyone in the newsroom just kind of steers clear of Jim for the rest of the morning.
Yeah, I could have told him. I could have told him a couple minutes ago, but I just didn't want to. I don't want to be that guy because the comedic effect of seeing this all play out far outweighs my friendship to Jim and letting him know he needs to be somewhere else because we're still going to be friends even after this. Because he won't think of the aspect of that guy could have told me and reminded me.
Right.
Because he's the guy supposed to remind himself. You know?
That's his job.
Uh-huh. Oh, so Jim will be back Monday. I do like Jeff a lot, though. Like,
Jeff is smooth.
And you notice Jeff has none of these logistical problems when he comes in here.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Matt, tell me more about this. Does this fascinate you?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I just expect that with Jim, I guess. I've learned to expect it.
But Jeff does the exact same job. And do you notice how much that how there's so much little stress involved
Two
in it?
Two completely different people in the way they operate.
I mean, there's
stress. Yeah. Like, I never have to look around to see where Jeff is. Like, whenever we're about to have that sounder, like, yeah, 2020 sports update, power
right,
by,
right.
whatever. Like, sometimes I have to look out in the hallway, like, okay, where is Jim?
Right.
Never with Jeff.
Sometimes he's seven rooms away, and you're screaming.
Yep.
Jeff, sitting at the chair.
Yep.
All right.
Always ready to go.
Uh-huh.
Always count on him.
Whoa, they're on TV. Larry and John's TV thing is a little later now, considering their show's a little later. Did you notice
that's
that?
Right. Yep, that's right.
So they do that. Larry and John are now on from 6 to 10 as opposed to 5
You
to
think
9.
They like that?
No.
I don't think they do either.
No?
Well, have you talked to them about it?
No, I haven't. I really haven't. But I get the sense that they don't like to be here later.
No, who does?
Yeah.
Especially after being accustomed to being here earlier.
Right. Once you get used to it, I guess you're used to it.
Yeah.
So, but that extra hour has to be.
Hour of sleep?
Yeah.
I'll take getting up. Early's early. I'll take getting up and being done. Pulling out of the parking lot earlier.
It is true. When you're up this early, I mean.
Early's
is
there a difference between 3 and 4?
No.
When you're getting up.
Yeah. Exactly.
No,
yeah.
But there's a difference between 9 and 10 when you're pulling out of here.
Yeah, that's fair.
I agree
with that.
All right, a big day today. Jason Mackey, he joins us from out west. He went to Arizona a day early, so he's been running around Sedona and all kinds of other places. Good for him.
His Twitter's like a postcard factory right
now. Yeah, he's all over the place. So we'll talk to him. We'll talk to Jason LaConfora. I'm excited about that for sure. That's at 8:30. Jeff Capel, for sure, excited about that. At 9 o'clock, we talk a lot of AB. We talk a lot of nonsense. We talk to Jeff, who will be on time for his update at the top of the hour. This is the Fan Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.